At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by CHEV.
It's like we want our past to mean something. It's the reason that we're being held back, or it's the reason that we need to work harder. What I'm here to tell you today, to remind you and to remind me, fucking forget about it. Forget about it. Your ego trying to understand why you went through something is a disease that will burn you. There is no going back. There is no changing it. There is no fixing it. It happened the way it did because that's the way it happened. End of story. The way that the future will happen is the way that the future will happen. End of story. We need to focus on the things that we can control. If you just detach, if you constantly stop looking for reasons as to why you went through what you did, you might actually feel okay.
And failure is 100% necessary for greatness. To achieve greatness, to have that success, you've got to fail as many times as possible. So don't shy away from it. And don't take it as a negative. Every single successful person has achieved great things, whether it's climbing Mount Everest, whether it's getting to the top of a company, whether it's being the best athlete possible. They've all failed more times than they'll be able to remember. But through those lessons that they've learned through those failures, that's how they become great. No one's been great from the get-go. Just know that that is a part of the journey. And whatever failures you have aren't going to make you strong.
I routinely get asked the secret to success. And it just comes down to this. Number one, get better. Number two, never stop. If you do only those two things, you will win on a long enough time horizon. The problem is people convince themselves they no longer want something once they see the experience of how hard it really is. So I want to set this expectation for you as you head off to practice scripts, mark your calendar, and set your alarms. The work begins when your motivation ends. Just win.
One life, just one. Why aren't we running like we're on fire towards our wildest dreams?
I got one shot at this life. I'd rather you call me crazy and a dreamer than a settler or not know me at all.
You always know the leader by the arrows in their back, right? If people aren't talking or judging or thinking, then you're just kind of blending in. You're made to stand out. You're not made to stand in line.
This stupid fear is stopping you from trying new things. It's stopping you from taking risks and being yourself and making the moves that over time will change your life. If you can't control what someone thinks, there's absolutely no reason why you should be afraid of it or allow it to stop you. Your time is way more valuable than that because you, my friend, you've got important things to do with your one wild and precious life. And starting today, you're gonna grant people the freedom to think negative thoughts about you. Let them.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Get up and get up now. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day.
This
this victory. So do not be weak. Do not lay down. Do not sleep in. Do not falter. I know you want to crawl back under those covers. And I'm telling you, no, do not. Those 5 minutes are not worth bowing down. Bowing down to weakness, bowing down to procrastination. Don't do it. Be strong. Be powerful. Get aggressive.
All stories are one of two types, warnings or examples. And you get to decide which one your story is going to be, a warning or an example. Because stories, and all of them have consequences. Because those stories are teaching us, if you live this way, you get these incredible rewards. If you live that way, you live in ultimate pain.
Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression, and you start being by yourself, and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you already lost. Even if you don't believe, believes. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
When you're waking up every morning by yourself and you're fucking getting after it by yourself, and it's the hidden work. All those mornings that you don't want to get up, and I look at it as like a rock, and you find this fucking rock, and that rock is you. And every day you fight not wanting to get up, and you do anyway. You chip another piece off that fucking rock. And every day you fucking eat the right foods. And every day you go to train, and you train harder and harder and harder and harder. And you get up early, and all these things you do to start forming yourself. You're chipping another fucking piece of that rock up. Before you know it, you have this beautiful fucking piece of artwork that you built.
Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually, you've been planted.
You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up, get out of your damn bed, and you need to go out there into the world and get after it.
We're all born with one, a gift. But it's on us to, when we say, oh, I gotta find my calling. It's like, you already have something special. What you're afraid of doing is working hard at it. You're afraid. And once you step up and you stare at yourself in the mirror and know who the hell you are, and you fail, but you fail forward, and you learn, you put yourself in a better position to succeed. And then once you get one level, then you go to the next one. See, a lot of people, they stay at that one level because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
But just like a video game, as the levels get higher, the difficulty increases as well.
Yeah.
But you have a choice when you die in the game. Continue or game over. It actually gives you a choice. You actually have a choice in your life.
Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you'd have to do. Think about that. Organize it.
It takes a demand upon yourself to be great, and the world needs your greatness. A warrior seeks to act rather than to talk. It's not in your conversation you become great. It's by the work you put in. It's the condensation that appears on your forehead. It's the sweat that comes from putting in hours upon hours of effort. You will not be great unless you're willing to lose your fear. One attribute that separates a great warrior from an average is their fearlessness.
your goals and your tasks and your health and your discipline waver. Instead of letting all those things slide, instead, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path
toward victory. What's the secret to happiness? I always say one word: progress. Progress equals happiness. If you've ever achieved the goal and then went, is this all there is? You know it's not getting it. Or even if you achieved the goal and you were thrilled, how long were you happy for? A year? 9 months? 6 months? 3 weeks? Because we're not made to just sit here and be satisfied. Everything in the universe grows or dies. Everything in the universe either contributes or is eliminated. So when you're making progress, you feel alive.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that are trying to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. Have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right.
If you are arguing against your own God-given potential, you are actively destroying your confidence. You are actively destroying possibility in your life. Instead, say this: I'm going to get on the court and try until I make it. Because the pain of sitting in the stands and never getting down there is way greater than tripping on the court.
I live for today. I don't care what happened yesterday. I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives, are moments, moments in time. You need to experience a little rain sometimes so you can enjoy the sunshine again.
He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never went after that dream. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those talents. You never used those gifts. And there they are, standing around your bed, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life. And now, we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what ideas, what talents, what books, what music, what leadership, what voice will die with you?
I know the excuses. So do you. Of course you do. Listen as you rattle them off one after the other. I'm too tired. I don't have time. I need a rest. I'll do it later. I'll work extra hard tomorrow. I worked hard yesterday. Make it happen.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Through force of will, make it happen. Don't be weak.
I believe that the single most important skill is the ability to make effective decision. Because everything comes from decision. You only get new results if you take new actions. You only take new actions if that decision comes first. In other words, decision is the father and mother of all action.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything right. That's the reality.
What if you live your whole life only to discover
that it was wrong. That it was wrong. That you were chosen to do something else.
Meaning comes from working on something. It's that simple. I think a lot about, you know, the act of going for a hike. The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. If you focus on the frickin' trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is gonna lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
If I were to cut my hand and watch it, my nature says, close up the wound. And I just have to watch it. And there's something, there's a healing stream that I am connected to that will allow that wound to heal. So my nature says, close up the wounds. Don't bond to them, don't hang on to them, close them up. And your nature also says, close up the wounds of your past. Close them up. And oftentimes we ignore our nature.
If you want to be great, want to be baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
It comes from when you make a decision to be disciplined. When you make a decision to be better. When you make a decision to do more and to be more. Self-discipline comes when you decide that you're going to make a mark on the world. And if you think that you're not disciplined, or you can't be disciplined, it's because you haven't yet decided to be disciplined. It's because you haven't created that discipline yet.
Beliefs create and beliefs destroy. Every belief you have either creates or destroys. And the problem is most of us are not conscious of the beliefs that we have. A belief is nothing but a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. When you're absolutely certain about what something means, you have a belief. You might be if you're worthy or not worthy, but all you're really saying is, I feel certain about this. They literally change our life. We don't experience life. We experience the life we focus on.
It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. It's not what happens. What happens, happens to us all. Said the key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it.
Demonstrate that you like yourself. Demonstrate that you accept yourself. Because if you like yourself, you don't go out in the world and look for other people to like you because you don't need it.
Hey fam, real quick. If you've been rocking with the podcast and you're serious about leveling up your health, fitness, and mindset, I've got something special for you. I just opened up my private school community where I share exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Behind-the-scenes lessons, deep game on consistency, and access to me and other high-performing members who actually walk the talk. Think of it like the podcast, but multiplied. More value, more connection, and more accountability to keep you growing. So if you're ready to go from just listening to actually living this lifestyle, hit the link in the description and join us on school today. Trust me, the people in there are already making big moves. Don't get left behind.
Here, there's no such thing as a weekend. This is an everyday gig. Every day is a Monday. And you might not like that. Me, I love it. To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life.
our issue is depth perception. We think it's further away than it is. And because we think it's so far away, we create patterns and behaviors in our life that perpetually keep it there. And that's what we do in our life. But what if that's the great lie of life? And what if the truth is that you're one relationship away, one meeting away, one new tactic or strategy away from completely changing the trajectory of your life? The truth is it was one decision, one meeting, one extra rep, one more phone call, one thing they did that changed their trajectory.
That inner conversation, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason that most people take their greatness, take their ideas to the graveyard with it. You know, the wealthiest place on the planet is not the gold mines in the various areas of the world or the diamond mines. The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon. Because most people allow that inner conversation, for whatever reason, to keep them from ever pursuing their goals.
When the world tries to get your head up in the clouds, let your humbleness keep your feet on the ground. When the world tries to get your head up in the clouds, let your humbleness, right? Let your appreciation, let your gratitude, let you remembering where you came from, let you remembering your mission keep your feet on the ground. As you grow, don't lose yourself. As people praise you, don't put yourself on a pedestal. As you continue to climb, don't feel like you are entitled to everything, because entitlement leads to destruction.
Instead of going backward, instead of decaying, get stronger. Get better, grow and learn and develop and live. Live in defiance of the weakness and in rebellion against the decay. Fight them as they creep in with their offers of instant gratification and immediate rewards.
Why is it that most people don't ever reach their goals or live up to their true potential? One is fear. And there are only two kinds of fears that we're born with: the fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. All other fears we learn, like the fear of failure.
If you can survive the temporary, even our bodies are temporary, only our souls are permanent. If you can survive the temporary, on the other side of temporary pain, you meet another version of yourself.
Many people who believe because of where they're born, because of the area where they are in life and where they find themselves, that's all they know. See, I know something about you, even not knowing you, that you got greatness within you. You have the ability to do things that you can't even begin to imagine. You have talents and skills in you that you haven't even begun to reach for yet.
You rub against that iron so that iron can sharpen iron and make you into a weapon that no one else can defeat, because you cannot be defeated by the battlefield of your own mind. You will not lose when someone else tries to play mind games. Because that's where winners are made. It's in the heart, it's in the mind. When it's your turn, you won't win. When it's your time, you can't lose.
This thing, pursuing success, becoming someone who is abnormal, becoming someone who sets the fucking standard for others, becoming someone who shows the rest of the world what is possible, is a very difficult path.
The biggest thing in life that you have to do is you have to be proud of yourselves. And the most important conversation we'll ever have is one we have with ourselves.
Fight. Go down swinging. And I'll tell you, if you fight with all you have, more often than not, you won't go down at all. You will win. But you have to make that attitude a part of your everyday life. Do the extra repetition. Run the extra mile, go the extra round, make the right choices, give the full measure. Make yourself stronger, mentally and physically. Stand and fight.
And so I've been intrigued with
Can you be committed to the process of what you do without being emotionally attached to the result of what you do? Because a lot of people can be committed to the process of what they do if the results don't change. But the moment the result or the outcome changes of what they're chasing, they shut it down or they quit simply because the result changed. So can we be committed to the process of what we do, but not emotionally to the result of what we do? Understanding every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am.
Fight against weakness, against fear, against time, and against decay. Fight back. Go down swinging. Give every day everything you've got. The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Don't let it consume you.
Suffering is a byproduct of the unknown. And that's why we will project out into the future and go, what if? Because suffering does introduce a man, or discomfort does introduce a man or a woman to their highest self. I call it the other room. Like in your head, in everybody's head, like there's this other place that you can go to. You may have been there before. And this other room, this other place, you get to meet your other self.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island and you're the head of the army, you want to take the island, the most powerful way to take the island is burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should.
Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light. Your will. Your determination, no matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. Because the darkness only wins if you've let it. Do not let the darkness win. Fight. Fight on. To fight against the darkness is to win. So fight on.
Good intentions are overrated. I know so many people, I'm going to do that. Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. So good intentions are the most overrated phrase in the world. You've got to go from good intentions to good actions. Nothing happens until you've got good actions.
You're not all you could be. And there's pain in that. And there's the necessity for a certain amount of judgment about that, and even a certain amount of exclusion, because what you are that is insufficient, in some sense, should be not be allowed to propagate further. But, you know, here's some things about you that are virtuous and good, and they're pretty powerful, actually. And if you just made those more manifest, you could dispense with a lot of this immaturity and misery, and you could start walking this pathway that makes things better. And the thing is that as soon as you start walking the pathway that makes things better, then things immediately become better because your whole orientation changes. And, you know, if you're in a bad place, but you're escaping, that's pretty positive.
So find five reasons that empower you. Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up? When life catch you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas?
You still have to play the hand that you're given. If you didn't have a father in your life, you got to play your hand. If you didn't have your father in your life, if you did have your father, you got to play your hand. If your family gave you absolutely nothing, you got to steward that. If your family gave you everything, you have to steward that.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
You need to make it a habit to start every fucking day validating yourself. Because life is a marathon, and this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no. If you're standing in front of that mirror, you deserve to feel the support and empowerment and encouragement that you need. You are doing so much every single day that you don't give yourself credit for.
You got to learn to let the past go so you can grow. Many people never act on their dreams because they allow their past experiences to determine what their possibilities are. Whatever you've done in the past, that's not a reflection of your possibilities. That's just a reflection of your consciousness. The future is unfolding for you right now.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift. And when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent. But do you know that that's all you need? If you take that background that you're from and never let it define you, but allow it to redefine you, all that stuff works for the good. Do you understand that you needed everything that's happened to you to happen to you in the exact order that has happened in order for you to be the person that you are today?
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
You're wondering why other people are successful. Like, who gives a... You can say you think it sucks, but to spend time wondering why someone is successful and hating, it doesn't do any good. I don't spend time wondering why I hate things or hating things or hating on someone or being jealous.
Don't mistake kindness for weakness. And if you think about why that saying exists, for two reasons. One, because people do mistake kindness for weakness. The other reason that statement exists is they're saying don't do that because it's a mistake, because kindness is not weakness. In fact, kindness takes strength. And when you have that person that has that internal fortitude,
most of the time those tough guys are acting like they're tough because they're insecure about something. That's what's going on.
And so when people actually have, when people are kind, it's because they're secure. Thank you.
It breaks my heart to see people who could be geniuses, who could be super healthy, who could have lots of prosperity, who could be doing amazing things in their community, who could be living gorgeous lives, serving the world, shining their luminosity on the world, and they're stuck. And they blame it. It's because of my mom. It's because of my dad. It's because of the country I live in. Just a whatever. Just a... I mean, that's... We do create our reality through our mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset.
I always put people way above me when I was growing up. Like, my God, they had to have a lot more than me to get to where they're at. And a lot of them did. But once you get around the best of the best of the best people, you can kind of start breaking them down and realizing, man, you're just me, like we all have, but all you did was you hit it better.
Everything that you do, you should keep striving to find out just how great you can be, but there's a cost that comes with it. It may cost you some relationships because some people can't handle being around someone so driven. Can you stand having people isolate from you because you demand so much from you that they know that they can't withstand being around you because the sun gets too hot and some people will know.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics, blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen.
I hate plan B. Every thought that you put into plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from plan A. I've never ever had a plan B. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna get in the show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
When I wake up in the morning, I don't think, am I motivated to go do what I'm supposed to do? No, I don't think about it for 1 millisecond. When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I want to do it, whether I don't want to do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life. And that's the way I choose to live my life.
Our mind wants to protect us. The mind is like, honestly, it has a tactical advantage over us. It knows our deepest, darkest fears or insecurities. It knows where we start to feel, we start getting that doubt creeping. It says, hey man, you know what, man? Maybe this isn't good. Let's go back home to the wife. This is not comfortable. So in that moment, the mind directs us. It's a protective mechanism. It really saves us from discovering that the mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor that you've put in your mind, Because we forget we are in control of our mind.
So I'm here to tell you, if you can't think for yourself, if you can't make the money, if you're starting to go broke, that's exactly what the opposition wants.
No, we put in our minds what we should do. But we believe our mind is telling us, it's giving us all this feedback. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We're good, it just sucks, but it's okay.
Don't go around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
Small, daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, lead to stunning results. That is how you get to transformation. That is how you become a needle mover. Kobe didn't become Kobe because he made a revolutionary change one day. In a practice, Kobe became Kobe. The great women and men who changed the world, Mandela, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., the great state leaders, they became who they were by the small, daily, seemingly insignificant things that they did every day.
You guys ain't understanding what you don't have to do. You don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right, you don't have to do more than what's required of you, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win, you don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to, it's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Because suffering will introduce a man to his highest self. And when you do that, you begin to build such high levels of confidence and you become so congruent with the man that you want to be, the man that you love, respect, and admire.
What if is the worst question you'd ever ask yourself? I failed is a million times better than what if. Because I'm all, a guy on it did something, showed up. 10 times more of the man that says, what if? What if, man? What if is an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to a conclusion on? I get up and fail, at least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day for your existence, battle inside your head, trying to turn off the voice, but you can't. We wind about, tweet is closed. Something you can do, but sit back and wonder, what if? Nope, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
Well, you got to be not all right to get all right. You got to have been through something to know something. Knowing that as we begin to explore new horizons and new vistas in life, that as we begin to focus on developing ourselves, as we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. And there's still some things that will happen to you that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate.
People want to know how to stop laziness. They want to know how to stop procrastination. They have an idea in their head, maybe even a vision. But they don't know where to start. So they ask and they say, where do I start? When is the best time to start? And I have a simple answer. Here and now. That's it. Where do you start? You start right here.
So because life is short,
I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is, then get up and go get it. So I need you to, I need you to understand where you are. So we're not looking for perfect, but we are looking for opportunity, and we have it. So it's like, yo, say it, because I need you to understand what you have. And then I need you to appreciate what you have. And then I need you to go after everything that's got your name on it with no excuses. So it's like, yo, we have opportunity. Whatever you do, don't waste it. Don't cry about it. Get up and go make it happen.